Hi, it's good to be with you. So I am Pastor Brent Oakland. Most of you know me. We're going to talk about case studies and assigning homework. And let me tell you the genesis of this lecture, actually. So I began my ACBC fellow process last year, which means that I am now going through the process of supervising ACBC folks that are being certified. And I find myself communicating the same thing over and over and over to my counselors that I'm supervising because there's certain issues that are common among counselors or counselors learning, counselors in training. And so the genesis of this lecture, and it's a good reminder for Faith Biblical Counseling Ministries that we have to continually keep in front of our folks like yourselves the practical skills that are most effective, and we have to constantly be reminding ourselves of those skills. And there are two areas in which I find that the folks that I'm training need the most help in. The first thing, if you ever have me as a supervisor, what I'm going to look for the most is I'm going to look at your homework. So I have these long case report forms, and I'm going to look at them, but I'm going to zero in right on the homework, and that's where my eye typically goes first. Because that tells me quite a bit. If I look at your homework, I begin to back out of your homework how your counseling session did flow. So homework is crucial. And I'm finding that people that I'm supervising are struggling with getting the most helpful homework. So that's one area. So that's the area I'm going to talk to you about in this session. Another area is just having a fairly logical agenda by which I will lead somebody through toward the resolution of the primary issue. Now, that's not this lecture, but that could be another lecture of developing a counseling agenda that you lead people through to ultimately address the issue. So we're going to talk about homework right now. And once we talk about homework, we also need to remember a couple of things here. That the first is ministry, even though I want you to do good on homework, you know, God exists even without your homework, right? He exists without your homework. So ministry ultimately rests on God's work, not ours. So you may write the worst homework ever. I may preach the worst sermon ever, and God can still use it in people's lives to change them. So remember this verse, and this is what Janet and I remembered in our parenting. We have many parenting failures. We teach on parenting, but here's the bottom line. Unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. So we're dependent upon Him. And a passage like this, for it is God who, at the same time we're working, work out your salvation, Philippians. But then he says, it's God who's working in you. So we have to remember that, despite my exhortations to you that I'm going to say, get better on your homework. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, what then is Apollos? And what is Paul? Servants through whom you believe. So God uses us. And our work is important, but God is the one who is bringing up the growth. Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So, in all, again, all that I'm saying, we need to remember that we're dependent upon God. Now, having said that, God has asked you to be a good steward. So things like Ecclesiastes 9:10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all of your might. So if you're going to counsel, and do it with all of your might. If you're going to do homework, give homework. Become skilled at that. Give it some thought. So do it with all your might. Romans 12, be devoted to one another in brotherly love, giving preference to one another in honor, and not lagging behind in diligence. As we do our work, not doing it sloppily, not doing it half-heartedly, but being intentional and thoughtful about our homework. 1 Timothy 4, Paul says to Timothy, the young pastor, until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed upon you. And he goes on, take pains with these things. So I acknowledge God is working. Acknowledge that. It ultimately depends upon Him. For you, I'm exhorting diligence. I'm exhorting, take pains with these things as well so that we are skillful craftsmen in the way that we minister to our counselees. 2 Timothy 2:15, be diligent to present yourself a workman who does not need to be ashamed. And in this case, the application is, understanding the scriptures properly. My exhortation is applying them properly in your homework, so we're getting more and more skillful in that regard. Now, I find that I have to remind the folks that I'm supervising what to include in homework on a regular basis. The first thing, if I ever am supervising you, this is one of the homeworks that I give you. Listen to Randy Patton's Homework That Maximizes Change. List what are the fundamentals of the homework. And then tell me, write in a paragraph, how you will commit to including these elements in your counseling. So I have them listen to Pastor Patton and his lecture there. I have them write out what is included, and I have them then commit, this is what I'm going to include. And then I start counseling, and then I have to remind them of that commitment on a regular basis. This is why we need somebody to come alongside us individually. I can exhort, what do we have here, 150 people, but it's not until you actually sit in the chair and counsel somebody, and I look at what you counseled, and I look at your homework, and I said, where's this, and I know it's intimidating, but it's how we continue to get better. That's why we need one-on-one ministry, not just large group ministry as well, because I can say all these things, and you're going to say, hey, I learned that, and it's in a notebook somewhere, but I'm going to do what I want in my counseling. So these are those fundamental, tried and true homework principles that if you include them, they're going to maximize change with the Lord's help. So what to include? This is summarized and expanded from Randy Patton's lecture. First thing to remember about homework: focuses on one or two specific concepts at a time relevant to the matter at hand. I find a couple of struggles in counseling. A counselor will talk about a variety of things in the counseling session, and then when it comes to the homework is not in any way related to exactly what he talked about. I get it, I understand, but here's what's happening. James 1:22, do not be just a hearer of the word, but a doer. So what if I believe what I'm talking about in the counseling session is so important? So I'm teaching on communication, and I believe it's so important, then my homework should reflect, okay, now it's not time to just hear, now it's time to do. The problem if I continually talk and don't apply and don't tie it is I train somebody to be a hearer of the word and not a doer. So what I'm doing in my homework should be applying what I just spoke about. And not 12 things, I don't need to speak about 12 things, one or two concepts that I'm massaging into the soul. Focuses on one or two specific concepts at a time relevant to the matter at hand. And what I just mentioned also flows from what you were teaching on. Okay, we're going to see some examples of this in a moment because this is a case studies, but I'm giving you principles first, and you should begin to think, okay, all of these principles in some way might be illustrated in the case study that we're about to see. So, flows from the content of the counseling session. Actively uses the Bible for hope building, instruction, correction, training in righteousness and correction by developing biblical understanding in the specific areas needed. Actively uses the Bible. Counselees or trainees that read this passage of scripture and tell me three things that encouraged you. That can be good in some sense. It can be good in some sense. But it's actively using the Bible. Read this passage. Think about how you haven't been living that way. Write out three ways you haven't been living that way. And then tell me three ways that you did change that this week. that's actively used.